Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parents in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice, and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Florence, can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
Can you say Josh Widdicombe?
No.
No.
No, no, they can't actually.
No.
Is that Australia?
Yeah, rural NSW.
New South Wales.
Absolutely love the podcast. This is my nearly three-year-old Florence. She's a hybrid child, with her father being 100% Australian farmer and me being a mother being 100% British. We live in the outback.
Ooh.
In New South Wales, get this, on a 13,000-acre farm.
What, that's probably worth about $3,000 in Australian.
It takes me...
There's so much space.
It takes me 3-hour road trip to do the groceries.
I don't like their life. That is horrible. That's mental.
I miss the days in England when I could get Dave in the lemon van to drop off my weekly shop.
Is this woman a Victorian?
Stay sexy and relatable, Georgina Simpson, rural New South Wales. P.S. Please bring Parenting Hell Tour down under. I'll happily do the 10-hour round trip to Sydney. 10-hour round trip to Sydney to see you guys. How have you met him? He lives on a 13,000-acre farm in the middle of nowhere.
Met who?
She's 100% British and he's 100% Australian farmer.
Has she been kidnapped? Is this a cry for help? Read the message again. Look for clues.
By the way, it's written in a newspaper headline. It's all chopped up.
And blood.
And blood, yeah.
And stuck
there's an
blood
ear
now.
As well, which I'm... Nice to get a little gift, so thank you for that.
Thanks for listening. Do you reckon if they've got 13,000 acres she's got, do you reckon she just lives on the edge of it, the closest edge to where all the towns are?
Yeah, why would you live in the middle? I suppose you should. I mean, oh, God, it's just...
It's a long drive, isn't it?
Oh, God. And it must be boiling, Rob. It wouldn't be my scene, but good luck to you.
I definitely think you can have... Your house can be too big. I saw a clip with 50 Cent where he was talking about he bought Mike Tyson's 50,000... square foot mega mansion or something when he got really rich and famous.
Yeah.
And he ended up leaving it and moving to somewhere really small. Not really small, relatively small compared.
Yeah.
And I think he was being interviewed and they said, well, why did you leave the house? That's like the dream house. He went, have you ever looked down the corridor in your own home and thought, I can't be bothered to go down there?
Yeah, well...
There's nothing happening down there that's going to make me want to walk.
Imagine looking down field upon field of acres.
It's not a field, it's just sort of rock.
Just, yeah, kind of.
Dusty rock, but I'm a big fan of Australia. I'm not pelting it. Anyway, Josh, how are you? I've not spoken to you for ages because we finished the tour.
Back to life with a bump, Rob.
It does, yeah, it feels a bit like, you know, like when you're at uni and you're like living a life, then you go back to your mum and dad's house.
Yeah, it's all exactly. Normal again. Yeah, if you have to clean shit off your mum and dad's arse at 7 a.m, which
well,
I
probably
didn't,
will.
Just to be clear.
Give it a few years, mate.
Give
we'll
it a
be
few
there.
Years. Oh God. Oh life. So
just when you stop wiping your kids' arse, you have to start wiping your parents, and they go, "I did it for you when you were younger." Yes, but I wasn't eating, lamb hot pot, was I? When I was 4 months old, I was on milk. Makes it a lot easier.
Just start feeding your parents milk. It's been a tough week, Rob. You'll be pleased to know. Do you want the good news?
Has it? You said that this is your chilled out week.
Yeah.
You've
it
not
hasn't
worked.
Been chilled out. It hasn't worked out. The first of my 6 chilled out weeks, I've blown it.
Right, okay, because you've got 6 chilled out weeks because your autumn's insane. I don't know what your summer's like.
My summer's all right. My kettle stopped working, Rob.
Okay, right, yep.
So I have to hold down the button to make it boil.
No, you don't. You go and buy a new kettle.
I've got to buy a new kettle.
So you still haven't done it? You've just been holding it down?
I only remember when I get to the kettle and then I have to... And I'm like, not this again. But because I have to hold down the button, yeah. I get the steam on my hand, and right. I have to basically psych out the kettle and stay as long as I can with the steam to get a hot cup of tea, hand versus kettle.
So is your the button at the top of the kettle then, rather than
no,
the base?
No, so the bottom, but the steam's coming all over the fucking place.
Okay, so when did this happen?
Some of the steam comes out the kettle hole, the button hole.
The button hole.
The button hole. This has happened all week. I wasn't going to talk about it, but then I just made a cup of tea just before we started this, and I was like, this is doing my head in.
Okay, why don't you order a kettle? You could order a kettle now, can you?
Wow, we've got a podcast to do, Rob.
Because Rose has been away a couple of days this week, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Right, so I get the sense... Are you allowed to order a kettle without sort of an okay thumbs up from Rose?
Absolutely. Well, I wouldn't say we've discussed it, but I'd say no.
No. Okay, but so if you just gone, okay, Rose is away, busy with the kids, you're on Amazon, whatever, or Curry's or whatever, quickly, a couple of taps, you've got a kettle coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right, which is great for you. You're having cups of tea, no steamy farm, yeah. No holding it. Because you've got both kids on your own. You can't hold a kettle because it takes a long time to boil a kettle, doesn't it? When you run it, you've got the kids and the two-year-old running about. Yeah. So, because it needs to aesthetically, because you've got a beautiful kitchen.
Well, the problem is, Rob, it is a present I bought Rose, this kettle.
I imagine
I
your kitchen...
I think it might be under warranty.
I think your kitchen might be a Morphy Richards free zone.
It's
you can't go
Rob
to Argos and get a kettle for your
ask
kitchen.
Ask me what colour the kettle is.
What colour is the kettle?
Do you want me to just tell you what colour the kettle is?
I assume it's pink.
It's gold.
Gold. You've got a gold kettle.
Yeah.
Is it an expensive one?
Yeah. It was from Selfridges.
Oh.
With Selfridges vouchers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
It's a fancy kettle.
It's a fancy kettle. I reckon it's still under warranty, but I can't be bothered to find the thing, and I've got to find the thing.
Well, the future apparently is hot taps.
Yeah,
but they're very expensive.
Rob, let's talk about hot taps. Let's talk about hot taps.
That's what I've heard. You can hot taps.
I'm desperate
future.
For a hot tap.
Okay, right.
I'm absolutely gagging for a hot tap
because that way it removes. You don't have to have it because kettles can be a bit
it's
ugly
so
on the side.
Cool. You feel like you're in an office. You're moving house. You in the hot? Are you thinking about hot taps?
I'll be honest with you. I think we've got a hot tap. So Lou's been quite stressed about the house move because she's made every single decision. So like,
so you don't know if you've got a hot tap.
No, I'll get there, and there'll be tiles on.
You
the,
can remember
on
you've either got a hot tap or a hot tub. You can't remember which she's gone with.
I haven't got a hot tub at the new house. I think we've got a hot. We have got a hot tap. Yeah, oh, no, but there was talk,
so
right? Because I'm confused, Josh. There was talk of there are also taps that do fizzy water.
Yes, talk to me about fizzy tap.
Yes. This is my dream. We've got a tap that does fizzy and still, but I think we might also. Oh, I mean, all taps do still. That is just a tap.
Yeah,
that's
just
entry
a tap.
Level tap. If your tap's not doing still, you've just got pipes.
If you've got fizzy water coming out of your tap, don't drink it. That would be my tip.
So I don't know really, because I've been going, there'll be like tiles on the wall, and I go, oh, they're nice, do you like them? I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, well, that's quite good actually, because that's the first time I've seen that tiled, and it's now glued to the wall forever. But Lou's got a much better taste than me. Like, and I wasn't giving you jip, Josh, because if our kettle broke and I ordered a kettle without running past Lou,
don't worry.
There would be problems.
Rob, I know where I stand. I'm not getting angry that you aren't telling me anything I don't already know. Don't worry.
So you've got an electric kettle that you have to hold the button down?
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, you can get hot taps that are always hot.
Yeah, well,
But I think they're expensive.
Yeah, well, there's a long-term plan to...
£400.
Well, I think they pay for themselves. They pay for themselves over time.
I've just found one, and it was... Well, hang on, it's in sale. It was 800. How much did you spend on fucking taps?
Yeah, but it's a boiling water. It's a thing that boils water. I don't know, yeah.
True, I don't know. Well, you can get a kettle. I mean, kettle, you can get one for 20 quid, can't you?
Yeah.
A kettle.
Right. Anyway... So that's the least of my problems. Do you want the one positive?
It's not mine. I'm just finding out what she's got. Sorry.
It's all right, Rob. It's all right.
Oh, no, I doubt she got the one that was on sale.
What are you talking about?
And you've got to install it. Sorry, now I'm just getting distracted.
Rob, it'll have come with the people that did your kitchen. They'll have gone, do you want a hot tap?
It'll be all in the whole price, won't it?
It'll be all in the whole price. Don't worry.
Right, okay.
They'll have done is they'll have seen that price and they'll have added another 20% on for themselves. So it'll be even more expensive than what you're looking.
Yeah, of course. They still get bogged down by that. Yeah.
Right. Oh, God. And then you've got to deal with VAT after that because you deal with VAT.
I don't understand words when they talk about houses.
I reckon, I'm going to say it, if you're a builder, don't give me the price before VAT. It means fuck all to me. I don't want to know.
Because you are charging me VAT.
You are charging me VAT.
I am. Do you know what I like saying? Whenever, because I don't mean when they talk about fencing, I always go stick a trellis on that. Would that be all right? I don't know why I always say trellis, like as if to go a bit of extra height, trellis on that bit of privacy. Stick some sort of reeds, like vines for it or something. Some a grower, what they called them
a
bushes.
Grower. A climber.
I mean, all plants
a
are
climber.
Growers. Climber. Stick a climber through the fucking trellis, mate.
Stick
double
a climber
fence. I'll get stick a climber on it, mate. Double fence. No one can see it. Anyway, sorry, you kettle.
Do you want the highlight
bright
of my week?
Yeah, go on.
So I did, you might know that I was hosting the school auction.
Yes, and is it auction or auction? Because I hear posh people say auction.
It was an auction the night I did it.
It was an auction, okay.
Is it an auction?
You host it. You've done more school events than me, but your daughters have not even been there a full year yet.
No, I know, I love it, Rob. I love it,
mate. Do you actually love it?
Do I actually love it? That's the big question.
On my week off, I would not want to host an auction at a school.
Rob, it wasn't on my week off. It was the night before our final gig in Birmingham.
Right, okay. Also, by the way, thanks to everyone that came. It was amazing.
Oh, it was so good, yeah. Yes, thank you. It was a genuine.
And apologies for Josh moonlighting the night before.
Yeah.
At the auction.
Well, do you want to see one of the items as it was listed on the auction? I couldn't believe my eyes.
So is it stuff that's been donated by, like, the school? Or
yeah,
by
so
the
people at the
parents
school have got businesses or whatever. Do you know what I mean? This is how it was listed.
Here we go. Bag yourself the con... Oh, this is awful. They use that picture?
I had nothing to do with it, Rob.
Right. Bag yourself a contents bag, the ultimate family oversized tote for life made by a London social enterprise. What the fuck does that mean? Donation, contents bag and pouch. Rob Beckett with his bag. This is a photo of what Lou took of me on holiday that I didn't know she was putting on the internet. And it's me looking like an absolute lunatic with a bucket hat on, a t-shirt that don't fit properly. And Lou wrote, "Thou who mocketh my big bag of shit shall be destined to carry the big bag of shit." So it's me carrying a stupid leopard print bag with loads of shit in it. And they've used it at an auction.
And it really helped. It really helped, Rob. It shifted the dial. People were delighted.
And then, underneath it says hospitality box of Leighton Orr. And it looks like I'm going to be there as well. So they use it. So Lou...
They used you as a model for the auction. I couldn't believe my eyes.
I know. Wow. Lou is an influencer now, officially.
I asked the woman, I don't know whether who had provided the contents bag, I said, "So why has Rob Beckett got one of these bags?" She said, "Well, Lou Beckett bought one." And she said this to the whole room. And what was exciting was, like, the whole room reacted like Lou Beckett was like a celebrity. It was great.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, well, Lou Beckett bought one, and there was like Lou Beckett's got one of these bags. Oh, right
there. Josh, I'm worried that Lou and Rose are going to end up just... Actually, I'd be quite like it if they just took over and did this.
Yeah, fine with
I
me.
Could just, you know,
fine with
do
me.
All I the could... other really difficult things that Lou does all day. Oh, God, what have I said?
Choosing tiles.
Hot tap. But yeah, so Lou just, I was moaning about how much, you can get so much in that bag. Yeah. And I was moaning about having to carry so much stuff, and then I ended up carrying it, and then she put it on the internet. And now it's at an auction. But I think, she bought it or someone bought it for her.
You say auction, you keep catching it. I say auction.
Auction. That's exciting though.
Yeah, that was my positive. That. Yesterday was a disaster, Rob.
Go on.
Absolute disaster. So you might know we booked, not a complete disaster, I didn't fail, but you know we booked emergency passport form day thing, and I couldn't get it in
so
London.
So you needed a passport and you couldn't get an appointment in London.
Yeah.
Because when's your holiday? Next month?
It's half term, yeah.
Only a few weeks away?
Only a few weeks away. It was all or nothing on yesterday.
Yep.
Couldn't get London. But I was like, I've got the week off. I'll just drive to Peterborough and back. I'll enjoy that. It's relaxing. Bit of time on my own.
I've known people that have had to go to Belfast.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's the other one you can always get an appointment at the Belfast one.
Yeah.
So sometimes people have flown to Belfast to do their passport and flown back.
It's fine. is fine. I was like, I'll just get in the car. I had to work in the morning. I had to do some podcasting.
How is the car, right?
The car still isn't clean, Rob, because my life is out of control.
You had a week off, mate.
No, I haven't. Bank holiday Monday. Don't get me started on the amount of fucking bank holidays in May, mate.
No, I'm just saying that you've had 6 days off. Surely, within those 6 days, you could drive your car to be cleaned by someone else.
Weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, social, children's social, throughout.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And you've been away, so you're dedicating time to the kids. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Oh, I've been ill as well, Rob. That was
of course you have. Fucking hell.
But
here
Tuesday, what was I doing Tuesday morning? I don't know, Rob. My life's full.
All right, okay.
So, oh, no, that's one. Tuesday, I was childcare. Right. Childcare, looking after my son on Tuesday morning.
Oh, was he not in school, in nursery?
No. And let me tell you something, Rob.
Yeah.
Do not, if you're choosing your days of the week for a child at nursery, this is a tip to every parent of a new child, do not choose Monday. It absolutely F's you throughout the year.
Yes.
We lose so many fucking Mondays to bank holidays. It's an absolute swizz.
So what days does he go? Mondays?
Mondays and Wednesdays. So we're losing 3 Mondays this month.
Oh, so I thought he was in 5 days a week. He's not.
No. We've got a childcare a couple of days as well.
A couple of days. Right, okay, right. I'll get you.
Yeah. So do not choose Mondays.
Sure.
3 fucking Mondays this month are bank holidays. Why? The coronation could have been any time. Why slot it in a month? It didn't need to be May the 7th or whatever it is. Don't
give
a shit.
Weather so he can go out in his little gold carriage down the street.
Just do it in the middle of a fucking school holiday when they're off anyway. That's what everyone wants. Do it in the middle of summer holidays. People who don't have kids can enjoy the bank holiday. People who do have kids are going to be looking after their kids anyway. Don't give us another bank holiday.
I agree. I'm 100% in on this.
Yeah.
And also, if they did it in August, it'd be much better weather.
Exactly. It's not like we're going, oh, God, June and July without a coronated king. I couldn't give a flying F.
No one likes him as much as the Queen,
no
do they?
No one cares about... No one likes him as much as the Queen.
That's the problem, isn't it? The Queen... It's so difficult following the Queen, isn't it?
Exactly. She seemed nice. She did her duty.
Everyone loved the Queen.
He doesn't even like using a fucking fountain pen. And we're taking a Monday off. Another Monday off.
Sorry, yeah.
Another one.
So you're in Peterborough at the passport office?
Not yet. I'm getting in the car to go to Peterborough.
All right.
I've obviously, in the week, I've asked Rose to go and get me 2 passport forms, one for me, one for my daughter.
Right.
I shouldn't have specified 2. That was a mistake. She comes back with 2, meaning it is absolute perilous. If I make one mistake, I'm going back to the post office.
Oh, right. Okay. So she grabbed it from the... you still have to fill out a form from the post office for that?
Yeah, and only specific post offices have got them. Obviously, I fuck it up. I have to go and get another passport form from the post office. also have to take my daughter to Snappy Snaps. shout out to the guys and girls at Snappy Snaps for a great photo shoot. Enjoyed that.
You should have got some headshots done for your next tour.
Well, do you know what? It wasn't half bad. I get in the car to Peterborough. I think I've got bags of time. It says hour and a half.
It's just you, yeah? No kids? Yeah.
I've searched it when it wasn't much traffic.
Right.
So I get in the car. My appointment's at 3:30. It says 3:15 arrival. It's too tight, mate.
You don't know where you're parking.
Exactly.
Parking, mate.
No. That is,
okay. That's stressful, okay.
That's stressful. So I get it. I'm driving and I think maybe I could make up a few minutes. No, it's ticking up, if anything. It gets
to get the time down, you need to drive 100 miles an hour
for
that.
Yeah, you can't. No, but impossible. I thought, you know, sometimes traffic clears or something. No.
Yeah, okay.
It's ticking up. It gets to 3:19. By this point, it's 3:19. I'm shitting myself. And then I take the wrong exit off a motorway.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God.
You sweating?
Yeah, because it hits 3:24.
And your appointment's at 3:30. So not, I imagine parking's going to be difficult. Big building. Yep. You don't know where you're going.
Exactly. I don't know if it's in the centre of Peterborough. I don't know if it's on the out.
Well, imagine if it's in the centre.
Just like shitting myself, driving along, trying to keep calm, thinking there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
It's now switching between 3:24 and 3:25, and I'm thinking...
You are late quite a lot, Josh, I've noticed.
Yeah, I know.
You cut it fine. You're either exactly on time or late.
Yeah, so I'm panicking, and then I get about 2 miles away. And then I'm thinking, what point, if I see parking, at what point do I take it? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, and then walk the rest.
Yeah. So I get about a kilometre away. I've got 9 minutes, and I think I could probably run a kilometre in 9 minutes. And I could see parking there.
Yeah.
And I think I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to. I'll regret that. And so I keep driving.
I don't know why this is so engrossing.
Yeah. I drive. I'm about 300 yards now from the thing, and I see a car park.
Is it
that
in
says,
the centre, or is it like industrial estate? What we're dealing with?
You still can't tell, but I'm on quite a busy road. It's not in the dead centre, but yeah. It's certainly not on the in the suburbs. 300 yards now, and I see a car park that says staff parking only.
Oh, okay.
I think at this stage, am I willing to just take the fine? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because that's the thing. You get all worked up. But actually, if it means you get your passport and you get to go on holiday, you can just add it into the idiot tax.
Exactly.
The passport costs me an extra £60.
Yeah, exactly. But again, I go, fuck it. I'm gonna go all in.
You're an animal these days, yeah. Josh.
I know.
So you avoid staff parking.
At 3:24.
Yep.
And there's a multi-story across the road. And I think, this is, fuck it, what a win. What an absolute win.
Yeah.
So I'm panicking by now, but I'm thinking I can do this. Get into the multi-story.
Multi-story panics me. I feel like that's an extra layer of stress.
It is definitely an extra layer of worry. You go in, had to find a parking space, had to lead, do that get thing to lean out to get the ticket. By the time I get out of the car, it's 3:28.
Okay, yeah. Have you paid for parking yet?
No, because I just pay when I get back in.
Great stuff. Yeah. That's a win. Yeah,
that's a win.
You've saved yourself 2 minutes there.
Exactly. I grab all my stuff, and I've got to run. So I run to what I presume is the passport building, because it's a huge, officious block with a Union Jack outside. Go in. It's not the passport building, obviously.
British First headquarters.
Yeah, exactly. And you recognise them from the meetings.
Hey, guys. Is it the one next door? Cool.
Yeah. Run round to the passport place.
Yep.
Get in, puffing and panting. And the guy kind of smirks at me and says, it's fine. You could have been 15 to 20 minutes late and we wouldn't have minded.
Oh, he's a chilled out guy.
Yeah, chilled out. So I put all my stuff in the scanner. He sees my inhaler and he has a bit of a laugh at the fact that he says, you shouldn't be running with that. And I think, come on, mate.
Well, how do you feel about anti-asthma abuse?
Well, no, I mean,
Where's the line?
At this stage, because he's told me I've got 15 minutes grace, I mean, he's in my good books, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but how do you feel about that in general, though? It's sort of a bit disrespectful, isn't it? Like, you should be running, should you, little limp lum, and all stuff like that.
Yeah, but do you know what? I've made enough comedy out of it myself that it'd be unfair to have a go at other people.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Scan my stuff through. There's a guy coming out. The other way, yeah. And he's asking for something back that he wasn't allowed in his to take through the scanner that they've confiscated off him, and he's brought his own fork to eat his lunch that they've confiscated off him.
You'd leave it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you've got to write off that fork. You can't ask for your fork back at that situation. It wasn't a particularly nice fork, just a metal fork.
Imagine. What are you going to do with that in the passport office?
Yeah, exactly.
So if you can't have a fork in the passport office, you shouldn't have a fork in the post office.
They don't print the passports. You can't get a passport. You can't
hold it ransom. Hold the ransom.
Give me a fucking passport. Got a fork. So I go in, and it's a bit like Argos or something, isn't it? You just sit there and wait for them to, like, announce your name. right? Yes, a doctor's
or a jab, like getting the jab. Remember
getting the jab. So I go in and I just slump down in a completely empty waiting room. There's one other old woman and me.
The way you said that was like you're an old woman as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it did sound like I was an old woman.
There's one other old woman, just us two, there having a chat about the chase.
Yeah.
There's one other completely ripped 6'3" guy in there, just me and him nodding at each other.
So I slump down. And I think
you're a good slumper as well. After that, you really deserve a slump. Yeah, I can imagine you just like, oh.
I think, you know, thank God. They'll probably call me up instantly because there's no one else here. But, you know, I'll just sit down for now. 10 minutes pass and I think they haven't called me up yet. But this is quite a nice rest, if anything. All really, the longer this lasts, the better, because I'm getting back in the car to drive home after this. This is the good bit.
Yeah. Fingers crossed you could drag this out till bed and bath time.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
getting
what
about 8 o'clock, like a returning legend. Got the passports, don't worry about it. Been to Peterborough, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Bit of a job. 10 minutes past, then I hear a guy shouting. I look across, he goes, you've got to check in?
So you made it into the passport office on time, but you were late because you forgot to tell him you were there.
Yeah, correct. Go up, check in, go sit back down. Instantly, my number's called. Like, literally, when I sit down. Go up to the desk. I reckon the whole thing lasts 3 to 4 minutes max. Done. Bang.
And that's it.
That's it.
Passport.
Done. Leave. Ask the guy if there's a cafe. Because I'll be honest, I've been holding on, needing the toilet the whole way. Haven't been able to stop. I'm worried I couldn't go to the toilet before the passport thing, because obviously they shout my name at that point. So the whole... Go to the cafe, order a tea, and I'm like, can I use your toilet? I think, well, should I just leave the tea on the side? It isn't a piss I need, Rob.
Oh, you can't have a shit holding a cup of tea.
No, so I think I can't take my tea to the toilet for like...
Yeah, of course.
But, so I go to the toilet.
I'm like, taste of shit afterwards because of the smell.
Yeah, exactly. So I just leave it. I think she'll just make the tea and leave it there and then I'll just pick it up on the way out, yeah?
Can't you have a shit then order the tea?
Well, I didn't want to just walk into the cafe, go straight to the toilet.
And have a shit.
Yeah. What order would you have done things?
It depended on how much I needed the toilet. I'd go and go, excuse me, where are your toilets? And then if they go, you have to be a customer. I'll go, oh, I'm going to get something after. I just need to go now.
Yeah.
But I understand that you will almost want to be a customer before you ask.
Yeah. Go, so then I order the tea. I go to the toilet. I think she'll just leave the tea.
She doesn't come into the cubicle, does she, with it?
No, I take quite a while. If I'm honest, you know.
Everything all right down there?
No, not notable, but certainly longer than if I'd gone for a piss.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No one's shitting quick. If you're shitting quicker than you're pissing, you've got a problem.
Exactly. It's obvious. I don't know why I'm ashamed of it. It's like, you know, what goss has she got on me?
I'm ashamed.
Josh Whittacombe.
You don't want anyone to know you've had a shit?
He has a shit. Anyway, come back out. She hasn't even put the milk in yet, Rob. She's just stood there waiting for me with the tea bag. She's been there for like 5 minutes waiting for me to come out of my brief.
Oh, no, so you thought she'd make it, leave it on the side and forget about it and think, he's not got it yet. But she's waiting to ask about milk and you're having a poo.
Yeah.
So it's obvious that how long you've been for as
it's
well.
It's unspoken that I've been a good 5 minutes.
That doesn't seem long, but if you're holding milk for that long, waiting for a man.
Yeah, exactly. So I get my tea. She says, she goes, did you come to get your passport? Yeah. And then,
no, I just love the tea here, actually.
Yeah, it's really nice. So then I go back. That's it. Get stuck in the car on the way home. Get back about 6:30. The whole round trip, five and a half hours.
Yeah. Quicker to get to Greece.
It was an adventure. But I got my daughter her passport. I got myself a passport.
You don't have to take your kid then. You can just do it without them.
So you could, your kid doesn't have to come to the bit where you get the... this is how organised I am, Rob. I know exactly how that fast-track passport works. Because in my life, I don't think I've ever not gone fast-track. I am always having to do fast-track passport.
Because you left it too late.
I've never in my life sent off my passport to that one which takes 8 weeks. I've never had the time to do that.
How else has your week been? All good?
So those things happened. Oh, yeah. This was bad. This was probably the lowest moment of me as a parent. My son started playing with the keys. So he's two. Right. He's almost two. He started playing with the keys. So we lost the car key because he like takes it off the... We've got like a ledge in the hallway, which we've had to stop putting the car key on because he can now reach the car key.
Here we go. The end of the knickknacks.
So then I'm taking him and my daughter to nursery and school, yeah? Go to get them in the car. He's fucking desperate to hold the car key. I'm like, fine. This will shut him up. He can hold the car key till we get to the car, yeah?
Yeah.
My daughter gets in her seat, and he gets in. He's still holding the car key. I'm like, it's fine. Put him in, shut the door, walk round to go and get my daughter. Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think happens in that time?
So he's holding the car keys. He's locked the car, hasn't he?
He's locked himself and my daughter in the car with me on the outside. Just hearing... is... Your blood runs fucking cold, I'm telling you that for free, mate.
Oh, God. And it's quite warm as well last week as well. Sun's out.
I hadn't cracked the window, mate.
So but can you tell your daughter to get the keys?
I have to shout through the window to my daughter calmly.
That's lucky.
So lucky she's in there. If it was just him, I don't know what I'd have done.
So, yeah, because he's just too young to communicate that to, isn't he?
There's no way he can communicate, press the button.
And imagine if he drops the keys and he's, like, strapped in.
Yeah, he's strapped in.
You've got a spare indoors, have you?
Yeah, but what would I have done? Run indoors with my kids locked in the car?
Oh, yeah, you park about 100 metres down the road, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because you haven't got a parking space.
Yeah.
You need to move to the suburbs, mate. Get yourself a nice little drive.
Yeah, I might move to
Peterborough. Lock your kids in cars all day long.
Yeah. It's genuinely... Luckily, I had to get my daughter. And imagine if my daughter had been strapped in. Thank God she wasn't strapped in at this point, because then she wouldn't have been able to reach my son.
Oh, she could unclip herself, can't she?
Oh, yeah, she can, actually. That's a good point. I'm just trying to bring the drama up here, Rob.
Sorry,
give me a fucking
chance. I can't imagine, yeah. Increase the drive. Everyone's sitting there going, this door's five. Could she not? just press the little red button.
Yeah.
So did she grab the keys
off
him?
She disarmed the car.
She disarmed the car. I think, though, my daughter, my youngest, might undo it and then lock it again immediately and laugh. That's the danger. I think they both would have done that, actually.
Yeah.
That is the danger of that. But they'd eventually let you in.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got in?
Got in. All done. So that's my week. It's been an absolute roller coaster.
Absolute rocky. You seem a bit more chilled though, less stressed. You've slept.
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of time on my own. It's been great. Peterborough and back. Listened to a podcast about Tom Hanks for 3 hours. It was great. It's quite a good podcast. I'd recommend it if you've listened to every one of these twice, so you're ready for something else.
Yeah, obviously do that first.
I'll just say, I will recommend it. It's called Dead Eyes. Listen to it. It's about an actor who 20 years ago... He got a small part in Band of Brothers just when he was out of drama school. And he got the part, and then the day before, his agent rang him up and said, you might not get the part because Tom Hanks is directing your episode and he's just seen your tape and he thinks you've got dead eyes.
That's awful.
Awful. The agent shouldn't have passed it on. No. And he had to go and re-audition.
Oh, but how do you retrain your eyes to look less dead?
Exactly. In front of Tom Hanks, he had to re-audition. And then the day before he was meant to do it, and then he went and sat in the other room and the casting agent came in and said, we've decided to go in another direction. Oh. And it's like he's carried... it's like a thing, him looking back on this and talking to people and like what actually happened and stuff. There's 36 episodes. I'm not sure I'm going to listen to them all, but episode...
I'll get over it, mate. I'll go for another audition.
Well, no, it's funny. He's not being serious about it, but
all right, okay.
Episode 36 is him interviewing Tom Hanks, so I'm tempted to just skip to that one.
That's quite funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I was going to ask, I don't know if your kids go through growth spurts where they just eat everything. Like, yeah. My daughters will eat nothing for a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm hungry. Yeah. It's like, they're like obsessed. So my daughter's got obsessed with toast. Look how much toast she had for breakfast, because she doesn't eat the crusts. I've just sent this on the WhatsApp.
Blimey, Nora, Rob.
Blimey, Nora.
Blimey, Nora.
I reckon she had 10 slices of toast.
That looks like she's got a plate of chips.
She had 10. Look, she's 5 and she had 10 slices of toast.
That is amazing.
And it basically, I gave her like 4
just
slices.
Butter?
Just butter, a little bit of jam on the first ones, but then I've eased off the jam. I thought, you can't have 10 slices. But because after like 4 slices of toast, I was like, blimey, she's hungry. And she don't eat the crust. So I was like, fair enough. Then it got to 6 slices, and then I was like, I think I'm going to have to stop. This is a bit too much. And then I thought, actually,
when do you stop? When does this become bad parenting?
Well, it was like a Stuart Lee joke that got funny again as it went on. You know, like you make it unfunny and it goes funny again.
No, I don't know what you mean by that.
I think he's on the unfunny stage at the moment. He's been trapped there for 6 years.
Oh, dear, Rob, you put yourself in the firing line.
Oh, I don't mind. He takes the mickey out of comics all the time. He can't. I can take the mickey out of him. Didn't he? Has had a go at you and Russell Howard and an actual comics as well. It's all a bit of fun. Russell's great. You're great. Stuart Lee's great. But anyway, so I got to 6 slices. I think that's all right, isn't it?
No, I meant the bit at the end where he said, Russell's great, you're great. Right. Keep the other bit in. I like the idea of creating it.
That's great beef. At 6 slices, I was like, I think I might need to stop her here. This is too much. And then I thought, fuck it. Let's see how many I can get to eat. But let's just keep going. And then we got to 10 and she tapped out. So I was like, fair. That's a fair go. I turned it into an eating challenge, by the way.
Wow.
But she's calmed down a bit, but she's just got obsessed with toast.
That's really fun. And do you think she's going to try and break her record? Like, what point did you feel like she was eating for the record rather than eating for the... Do you know what I mean? Like, going, this is incredible.
I don't think she was aware of the record. She was just enjoying toast, mate. She was just in a headspace like, I love this toast.
But do you know what, Rob?
Yeah.
If I could eat 10 slices of white toast, I fucking would. If I didn't think that would
it
make me...
It is delicious.
If you said to me, if you eat 10 slices of white toast, the worst that could happen is you get taller, I'd go, count me in. Do you know what I mean?
Curly hair and taller. Is it curly hair? Crust is curly hair.
Yeah, she's not getting curly hair. That hair's straight as a bloody dye, mate.
Well, it is like a wasteful not to eat the crust, isn't it? But the middle is nicer.
Yeah, were you tempted to chow down on some of the crust? I think I'd have had a nibble.
No, well, I think, no, she left like, I'd say a quarter of the 10th slice. I ate that. But the rest, I'm not just eating crust.
No.
If I'm going to have carbs, I'm going to have good, I'm going to make the most of it. I'm not going to eat crust
duck. I wouldn't have done it either, definitely not. Yeah.
Also, Josh, I'm loving the train now. The train's my new favourite form of transport.
Oh, here he is, Francis Bourgeois for the working classes.
you've totally changed my mind and convinced me otherwise. I think the summer change, I think because it's nice weather as well, makes a difference.
Have you done it in the last week?
Yes. Well, after Birmingham, I got the train home and I went straight to a kid's birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
Very lovely birthday party down in like Sevenoaks Way. Lovely. It was Lou's friends growing up's kids, and their kids are lovely. Some lovely kids there, but there was one very naughty child there, Josh.
Oh no!
And the parent, I think, knows that the child's naughty and just had their back to the child, they couldn't see the behaviour because in that way they can do the old ignorance is bliss card, which I've seen be played a few times at a party, and it was just rude. He was spitting in the kids' faces. He was pushing
spitting
in front of
what?
All the other kids, spitting. Going, I'm doing a raspberry, but it wasn't a raspberry. He was spitting in their faces
and
pushing them out the way. But everyone else there was absolutely lovely. Just this one little boy.
And did you want to get involved? Did you want to do anything?
Yeah, I was telling him off.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's spitting in my kid's face. Yeah, I just sort of feel like...
I'd say that. He's crossed a line.
Basically, he was pushing in and stuff, and like pushing my daughters, and I was like, no. And I basically then stood by this game and made sure that everyone... Because he wasn't just doing it to my kids, he was doing it to a lot of kids. So I was making sure that everyone was queuing properly to go on this game.
Yeah.
if your kid's naughty, my kids have been naughty before or have been a bit misbehaved. So just if you just watch your kids and then you go and tell them off and say, don't do that and get them to apologise, that's how everyone learns. I'm not saying my kids are always perfect, but I just get, I'll get really angry and it's just a bit frustrating, isn't it, when someone's just like not watching their kid at all.
Yeah.
What I do is loudly go, no, no. No, no, you mustn't spit in someone's face and push them. No, that's not kind, is it, spitting in someone's face and pulling their hair? No, that's not a very nice thing to do, is to not share and jump the queue and push everyone and spit in their face. That's not nice, is it? At the top of my voice.
Oh, well, you've shown them. You've shown them, Rob.
Yeah, I know, but I was like, it's not worth it. I'm not, if they were in their school or in a club or something, I'd probably say something, but I'm like, yeah, I'll probably, you know, probably never see him ever again. But it's difficult when you do this podcast. Loads of people listen now, so...
It's really difficult, isn't it?
I don't care,
I've got an anecdote about a naughty kid, but there's just too many details. I had one of the best experiences of my life this week, Rob, but it's not parenting related. Is that bad?
One of the best experiences of your life, it wasn't parenting related.
Yeah. Is that bad for the podcast? I'll just say, congratulations to Plymouth Argyle on promotion from League One.
Oh, that's nice.
And I went for a drink in the chairman's lounge after the game, Rob.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is that a euphemism?
No, it's not. And I met some of the players.
Oh,
And I met one of the players, and he was born in 1993, Rob. It's weird. I shouldn't really be talking to someone who was born in 1993.
The thing with footballers. If you meet footballers, they're so young.
They're so young, Rob.
You can't communicate. So what did you talk to him about? Big breakfast? TFR Friday?
It's like late night Lysa, but for our generation. Come on, madam. Come on, mate. I just said how much I loved him, and I had his shirt. They'd given me one of his match-worn shirts, and he's a 20-year-old. Someone else had given me one of his match-worn shirts.
So small.
And I was like, this is weird now, because I'm now a 40-year-old man going up to a 20-year-old man and saying, could you sign my shirt that you used to wear? I like this shirt because you once wore it against your body. That's weird.
It's so weird.
It's so weird.
If it was women's football, you'd be arrested for that. Going up to a 20-year-old female athlete and going, oh, it's been on her body. I want it. That's still not okay for a boy. Like, he's a boy. He's 20 years old, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
There's no other thing in the world where you go, I'm a really big fan of you, can I have your clothes?
No, exactly. It's weird. It is weird.
Going like, Justin Bieber, big fan, can I have your trousers?
It's
because you wore them when you sang.
Yeah, it's very odd. But
that's exciting, though. Are you going to go to a lot of games next year?
Do you know what? It doesn't make me any more excited to go to the games, because I go for Plymouth rather than the away games. Although I really hope Everton go down so we can play them, because that'd be exciting.
That'd be a big game, Plymouth,
Everton.
Yeah, that'd
be exciting. And Leeds. There's lots of big teams that we're now playing. But yeah, it's great. They're a lovely bunch of lads. Good luck to them all. Hope they have a great summer.
Where are you going to go Ibiza with them? With all the 20-year-olds? Ocean Beach?
Too bloody right.
I've got a couple of other things to run through. Bad parenting wise, I've introduced my kids to the song Willy Bum Bum Song. Have you heard this song?
No, of course not, Rob, because I'm 40.
I'll play a little bit of it, but it's a bit of fun, but it's actually quite rude, and it's, I'll play 30 seconds of it. They memorised everything. Oh, hang on, here it is. I've got a little willy, I put it in my bum. Me and my bum have all kinds of fun. Me and my willy, you're really our friends. Put up that with my willy hole in.
Rob, why have you played this to your children? Why do you know this song? What's going on?
Rubbish show beer. It's funny, Willy Bum Bum, Willy Bum. It's silly, but there's like, put a little willy, stick it in my bum. I didn't know it said that line.
Yeah,
and now
Rob,
my kids have learned
that line.
That's the first line. I know, so...
Stick it in my bum. Rob, you...
I know.
Rob, I don't want to be too... You've played your 5 and 7-year-old daughter a song about anal sex.
Well, yeah, when you put it like that, it don't look great, does it? We've said we can't sing it anymore. You're not allowed to listen to it anymore. But I didn't realise. I didn't really think.
God.
And they just know it all now. It's really bad. And then Lou played Baby Got Back. I like big... And he goes, one of the line, left side singers, I'm long and I'm strong. I'm trying to get my freak shit. It's really bad, actually. I'm laughing, but it is quite bad.
Yeah. you know, it's a bit of fun, isn't it? There's an episode of Friends, isn't there, where he sings "I like big butts and I cannot lie" to his baby daughter, and it makes her laugh.
Yeah, exactly. So that, but yeah, but the Willy Bum Bum song's a bit too much, really. But
yeah,
never mind. Well, Sam, my daughter wants to grow her hair, so we had the hairdresser come round.
Yeah,
and she asked the hairdresser for longer hair. I want it, how do you want it? She went, I want it longer. And then she's unbelievable. Ruby, who cuts the hair, without missing a beat, was like, yes, we can do that. But I'll tell you what, I'll give it a little trim to make it stronger, and then I'll curl it and it will look much longer.
Oh, that's good. That's
good. And it did look longer and bigger, to be fair. So she was buzzing. But yeah, she asked for longer hair, which made us laugh.
My friend, when we were teenagers, we used to go to a barber's called Brimson's, which is still there in Newton Abbot. And I don't know whether they've still got it. It's not very 2023, but it's very exciting, Rob, for a teenage boy, because they used to have topless calendars of women on the wall, Rob. Mm. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Still or back
in the
day?
I don't know, but that wasn't the reason we went, but it was quite a kind of macho atmosphere. Anyway, yeah. My friend, who was about 14, turned up with a picture of James Hetfield, the lead singer of Metallica, okay, and said, could I have my hair like James Hetfield from Metallica? And they said no, because he's going bald. And James Hetfield's got like a receding hairline. And my friend was like, that's the style I want. I want the receding hairline like James Hetfield from Metallica. What are the weirdest requests you've given your hairdresser? Longer hair, I want to be bald, let us know.
Or just do the sides is what a lot of bald men say.
Just do the sides. Just do the sides.
Leave
the classic Harry Hill joke. Did you find it took longer to wash your face? Rob, I think that more or less is enough of us blathering on in support of ourselves.
Yes.
And we should move on to small businesses. Is that fair?
Yes. Let's do that. Go on. Do you want to go first? You got one?
Yeah. Do you know what, Rob? Rather than say stop, and I'll just choose that one.
Stop.
Hi, Rob and Josh. I don't know what this is, by the way, so we'll see what happens. I love listening to your podcast, and your live show at the O2 was great. I was hoping you could do a small business shout out for my dad. He runs a removal company that's been passed down through generations. However, we're a very small business that relies on word of mouth mainly. With the housing market being so up and down at the moment, work can be unpredictable. He works so hard and has done his whole life. We've got a good one here, haven't we? I've been helping out with his social media recently. Thought I would email you guys. Did you hear my stomach
go?
No,
that
was my stomach. Like it didn't, you know, when your stomach grumbles. I've not eaten yet today. If that's interesting. I've been helping out with this.
I probably could have worked that out myself. My tummy's rumbling. Why? I just had a massive buffet.
I've been helping out with his social media recently. Thought I'd email you guys for a small business shout out. Bracknell is the place. So, you're talking Reading, you're talking Didcot, you're talking Maidenhead.
Ooh, Ascot.
Ascot. We are called Green Removals, based in Bracknell. Instagram is Greens Removals. Greens as in more than one green. And the website is greensremovals.co. And she's put in brackets, yes, it is .co. There is no missing com or co.uk. Oh, there we
go. Wow. Fair enough. Greens Removals.
Thank you. Keep being sexy and relatable. Alina.
Now, I've got one here. Here we go. Hi, Josh and Rob. Firstly, can I say I loved the recent episode where Josh discussed an update on his mental health issues. Very relatable to myself, who went through similar things to Josh and took the plunge about 18 months ago to help and take medication. During this time of getting my life back together, I've decided to start a new business called Collectible Junkie, selling panini.
What? You need to bring that dose slightly down if you're buzzing that much, mate.
Yeah. If you're taking your sertraline off a heated spoon, it's too much. Keep it on tablet form, guys, as directed by your doctor. Now, is this okay to laugh about? I don't know. I started it. During this time of getting my life back together, I decided to start a new business called Collectible Junkie, selling, we'll like this, Josh, panini and top stickers and trading cards so people can complete their collections. Stock is... I actually... This is actually... I actually need this guy. Stock is updated daily, and eventually, as the business grows, I hope to have a good selection ranging from current collections to collections from the last 30 years. I know Josh loves a 90s football sticker album, so this one's for him.
Not just
I
90s.
Do too, mate. He's definitely got his favourite, hasn't he? Old Mark Clements here. Absolutely loves Josh Widdicombe. Please head over to www.
Yeah, we're in the old antidepressants gang, mate. We bloody love each other.
collectible-junkie.co.uk, Instagram collectible_junkie, Twitter collectible-junkie. All the best and keep up the fantastic podcast, Mark Clements. Business.
Great.
See you
work.
Friday.
See you Friday, mate. I look forward to it.
All right, mate. See you then. Bloody hell, mate.
That was weird, wasn't it?
You went Aussie for no reason.
Yeah.
See you Friday.
Bye.